peace. Wish I had a river I could skate away on.
But it don't. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show. It's KAXE, KBXE. It's time for our Strong Women segment, where we talk to women about the things they are doing in northern Minnesota. Tiffany Bartz is a local business owner of Itasca Dog Lodge. She's a wife, she's a mother of three, and in all of her spare time, she has figured out a way to help others. Tiffany Bartz joins us now. Hey, Tiffany, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Heidi. Good morning. I'm excited to be here.
Why did you start Joy Movement Minnesota?
It started a few years ago where I had an idea, and I'll tell you about that morning specifically. So I was having a rough morning with my kiddos, just kind of getting out the door, and tensions were kind of high. And I just got to daycare and I was thinking to myself, you know what? I'm not sending them into daycare with having this morning have been so rough. And so we just cranked up the music. We got outside the car and we all were dancing and we were giggling. And I remember sending them to daycare and their moods had just totally changed and they were ready to have that day as a positive day versus how it could have been. And I remember driving to work that day. At the time I was in sales for a food company called Cisco. And I would be in my car all day going door to door. And I remember thinking while I was driving, you can make your day change in a minute. I was like, you know, it would be super cool to start like a joy movement type of thing. And the idea literally came into me and thought in my head. And the next second it just disappeared. And I didn't really think about pursuing anything with it. Although I was going about with the Itasca Dog Lodge, where that does provide a lot of joy. But I wanted to do something bigger after what happened to me in the end of October of 2020. In the same week, I had three people that I knew pass away. And I remember waking up one morning right after my uncle had passed. And I was thinking, what is our purpose? You know, everybody has purpose. And mine, I felt it's to spread joy. And it, how it doesn't have to cost anything. All it could be is just a smile, or someone could write a note or ask if there's anything they could do for them, a phone call, maybe write an old-fashioned letter. It doesn't have to be something that's monetary. And I posted it on my Facebook page, and that is when it began.
Yeah, we've been hearing from lots of people that there's a lot of negative in the year of 2020, but there's also joy. There's little joys that we've started paying attention to that we didn't before. And especially this holiday season, people seem to be reaching out, like leaving a snack for their mail carrier, you know, or these people that are working so many hours and doing this stuff, people in the grocery store that work in the grocery store that make it possible for us to have food in our homes. You know, we don't,
absolutely.
We've come to think of jobs differently, I think, which is for me, one of the benefits of living in a pandemic. But okay, so that's where it started for you. It's grown. What were you suggesting to people? How did you kind of begin the first helping out some local folks?
So what I did in the beginning, I was posting things on the Facebook page that were positive, like positive quotes, or maybe like a music video that was uplifting, or maybe someone else's story that brought joy. Like there was an article in Duluth recently where the Dairy Queen, I think it was for 2 days, had customers continue to buy the people behind them.
Yeah, it was in Brainerd. 900 people did it. It's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I just started posting things like that. And I did have a few people reach out to me privately. And they just said, hey, you know what? I know a family that's in need. And then they told me the needs for that family. And then I just asked people if they were willing to help. And wow, our community and the heart of people really brought me joy to see how many people wanted to help. And I have a letter that I want to read. I call the first family, I call them family A. They're people that I've never personally met, but they did find out how this began, and they sent me a message on Facebook. And so this is what she wrote. I just want to say thank you so much to everyone who donated to my family and to the person who nominated us to the Joy Movement. I am literally still in shock and humbled that people who don't even know my children and wanted to help out, especially with how crazy and uncertain times have been for everybody. I am a single mother of two amazing children, a boy who turns 12 in less than a month and a little girl who's 7 months old. When I was on maternity leave for 12 weeks, I had no income and we fell behind on our rent and bills. I did not qualify for unemployment. I could have technically gone back to work, but it was and has been a struggle to find childcare. Since then, it has been such an uphill battle to keep our heads above water and trying to keep our apartment when it comes January. I was able to finally find reliable childcare. Unfortunately, they were forced to close for 2 weeks due to a positive COVID case, my daughter's first week there. I'm currently missing work as a result. I had absolutely no clue how I was going to make payment on all my bills, and even less on how I could be able to get my son something for his birthday or how I can afford a gift for them on Christmas. So the donations we received could literally not have come at a better time. And we feel so blessed. Thank you to everyone. And I hope you all stay healthy and have a wonderful holiday.
Wow. So people are, sounds like they are getting on board with this. Are you getting nominations for people who might need help? How does it work?
So a couple of things. I have only had a few people personally reach out to me on behalf of other families. And so the Joy Movement has been about that, helping some families. And it's about putting joy in people in our community. So, for example, someone in our community, she said, I believe in the Joy Movement and spreading joy. Here is X amount of dollars. Do with it what you want. So I was able to go to the flower store locally in Grand Rapids, and I was able to send a bouquet to a mother who owns a business in our community who lost her son recently, and do little things to let people know that we're thinking of them. Like, you're not alone, and we're here, and we all love you, and we want to bring you a little piece of joy. And so, yes, people can reach out and say, I have someone that I can think of who possibly could use some help, which has happened just for a few families. Or you could reach out, and we're kind of like the vessel. So we can deliver things for people and just show up when maybe other people are at work, like in between the dog lodge and picking up kids. It's not crazy amount of time, but maybe I spend like an hour a day just doing something in our community to bring someone joy. So like last week, there was this husband and wife who they donated some beautiful planters, and they said, just do with it whatever you'd like to bring joy to anyone you can think of. And I was driving and I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to do Second Harvest Food Bank, the Grace House, the Restore, the Habitat for Humanity. Those businesses were just on my mind. So that's where I stopped and dropped off these beautiful bouquets that were donated. So it's very random. There's not no rhyme or reason or anything set in stone. And it's kind of like anything in life, you know, just like a baby, you know, when you start feeding the baby, it's really messy. And then they become a toddler and they're kind of figuring it all out and they're getting on their feet. And then they grow up and they can walk and run. Well, that's where I'm at right now. It's just kind of all over the place. And, you know, we're at the baby stage and we're just trying to figure it out.
We're talking to Tiffany Bartz today about Joy Movement MN. You can find it on Facebook. It's a movement she started to remind herself and her kids to find a little joy in every day. And they're helping out families and bringing joy throughout the Grand Rapids, Itasca County area. So you are a supporter of KEXE, KBXE, you and Jacob with Itasca Dog Lodge.
Yes.
How much joy... Dogs, animals, pets bring so much joy, but I think especially in this pandemic.
Dogs are people's family. There's a lot of people that are struggling with, you know, mental and like a lot of issues going on with being isolated, and their animals are what brings them joy every single day. And so I think that we are very fortunate to be able to have a business that every single day is, it's not a job for us, because we love these dogs and they bring us so much joy, and we treat them like that, like they are our family members. And it makes me think about one of the gals who brings her dog here often. Her name is Carrie Haug. And she actually asks, well, what can I do with the joy movement, MN? And I said, you could do whatever you want. And so I just did a little post on social media about dog food or cat food. If you had any of those donations, to contact Carrie. And Carrie called me one night, and she had an overwhelming amount of people that reached out to her and wanted to help out with the animals. And she went to this gentleman's home that someone told her about, who was a veteran in our community, and said, hi, I just want you to know I'm here. I have some dog food for you. And I actually got you a bag of groceries too. And she said that that man just was full of so much joy, and that he was tears in his eyes, and he was so happy and so thankful that that one time that she was able to make a difference in that person and that animal's life. And I talk to her every day. People continuing are giving her donations for food for dogs and cats, and she's somehow has contacted the veterans area in our community and has been able to find people that need some assistance with their food for their animals. Huh. So she's having a piece of this, being able to put it part of her day too, you know? Yeah. Like I'm so thankful that she's just running with it.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Okay. I have one more question for you. Just a tiny little question.
Yeah.
What does joy mean to you?
Well, I believe joy is a heart feeling when it burns and you can't deny it. It's like overflowing inside of you, and that there's no room for negativity because you're overflowing with it. It's a heart thing. And when you have joy, there's no room for what's going on around you that's negative. I love when people treat others with kindness and respect, and they don't expect anything in return. I don't expect anything in return. I want to not ever anyone feel like they if they want to pass it forward, great. But if they are a recipient of something from the joy movement, they don't ever need to, you know, do anything. Just accept it, you know. Right. But I do want to talk about this one family really quick, Heidi.
Sure.
I call them my family B, and they had some medical issues with the husband, and he was unable to work in our community, and they got behind on mortgage and rent and bills. And we've been able to raise some money towards helping them to get their bills up to speed. And I messaged the person yesterday that contacted me about them initially. And she said that they have $1,030 that they need by December 30th before that they might be evicted. And so we are close to that goal. Anybody that wants to help this specific family in our community can feel free to message me, and I can connect the families.
Okay. You can look for Joy Movement MN on Facebook. You can always give us a call at KEXE-KBXE. We'll connect you with Tiffany, 800-662-5799. Thanks so much for talking and spreading joy. Congratulations. What a great thing to be doing.
Thank you so much, Heidi. And thank you for thinking of the Joy Movement MN to be a part of this. And I hope that you guys at KAXE know how much joy you guys bring to our community too. I have no idea if Joy Movement will be something long-term or short-term,
right,
or what. But what I can say is that I'm not living for the past or the future. Right now I'm living for today. And so even if it's a little tiny something that makes a difference in people's lives, it's a trickling effect. Mm-hmm. And once something, just maybe a little person's, like the joyless critic, like the person who maybe would never want to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm not, it might flow into them and right. They might flow into other people. And I don't want to sound like it's all hunky-dory over here. Like I'm full of all this joy. Because to be honest, life is real. Life has hard days and good days, but it's what we do with our time. And if we can try to just insert just a little bit more and do just a little bit better, I think we would all be better off for it.
I think it's so hard. So many people are in need, and I think that's always going on, but it's different now. People who didn't maybe expect this because of the pandemic, mm-hmm. but people have a really hard time kind of looking for help. And this is the way that you've kind of set it up. It's someone who knows them, who knows that they might need some help, because it's really hard to admit when you need help.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I don't know, like when I called family A, when I called family B, I was like, wouldn't it be cool if by Christmas, if I had all the way from A to Z families that our community helped with? But that's the thing. People, they don't want to say it. It's pride.
Wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. I made my baby cry. It's coming on Christmas, cutting down trees, putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Margo Price with River. We just heard Tiffany Bartz telling us about the Joy Movement MN. Call us if you want to help out the family she mentioned during this time, or you can search for Joy Movement MN on Facebook. Our number is 800-662-5799. Strong Women, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.